This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona. I am here with Chandler Gould, Senior Vice President of Programs for the National Farmers Union, and we just wrapped up a very interesting panel on policy updates. And the first topic right out of the gate was the Farm Bill. Where is National Farmers Union standing on Farm Bill legislation?
You know, the Farm Bill took 3 years to put together, and we are very supportive of the bill that's currently out there. We do not want to see it opened up again. We think there's definitely threats from the administration, from the House, probably Budget Committee, to come back in and look at the funding and what they're going to do to the Farm Bill. We had over 400 organizations write a letter saying, do not open the Farm Bill. Do not come in and cut anything out of the budget. The Farm Bill is projected right now to save about $23 billion. It's one of the few bills that does U.S. deficit reduction. And so, you know, this was a very carefully balanced three-year fight. We need to keep this bill. We need to work with it through 2018 and then start the process over at the appropriate time. But we do support this Farm Bill, but it needs to stay closed.
Are you hearing a lot of questions? You're obviously a part of a grassroots organization. What kind of concerns are farmers calling in with that they want you to voice as you move forward on legislation?
You know, several things. Immigration is a huge issue for us. Also tax reform, which unfortunately I don't think will be done this year. But then also then just some different Farm Bill implementation things. You know, some of the commodity programs are a little concerned that they're not quite as streamlined as they need to be. And then RFS is a huge issue. We're very disappointed with the EPA and the fact that they have not come out with their volumetric numbers. I think that is what's led to negative legislation being proposed in the House and the Senate to repeal part of the corn ethanol base. And when you really think about it, think about the carbon footprint of tankers coming across the ocean to bring us oil that is not near as a clean of burning fuel as a renewable fuel that can be grown here in the United States that has less of a greenhouse gas reduction and brings and keeps money here in the United States. And so the EPA really needs to get off its hands, put out those volumetric numbers. And then, of course, the WOTUS. I might as well just jump on to that. NFU, you know, we as agriculture, not we as NFU, went to the EPA and said, look, there are two Supreme Court rulings on this, one in 2001 and one in 2006, saying you've got to clarify this. The EPA tried through guidances. The Supreme Court said, no, this is not clear enough. Agriculture went to EPA and said, we want to participate, and they have let us participate, and that's what NFU did. We submitted over 15 pages of comments. We told them what a ditch is. It has to, if water does not run 24/7, 365, it is not a ditch. If you go out and dig a tank or a pond for your livestock, that does not need to be permitted. If you've had heavy rain and it's running off your field, that does not need to be permitted. And of course, all of the agriculture and NRCS exemptions need to be kept in place. But this whole theory of let's just get rid of the rule and ditch the rule is going to leave uncertainty. We've got three or four different circuit courts of appeals decisions out there, meaning that our farmers and ranchers don't know exactly what the situation is. And so we need to move forward to make sure we represent our constituencies.
With that, another slightly contentious topic, if you will, is TPA and TPP. And going forward, where is National Farmers Union standing on that?
So National Farmers Union, whether you call it Fast Track or Trade Promotion Authority, has long opposed that policy. And it's for a philosophical reason. The United States Constitution says that Congress has the right to enter into trade agreements, meaning you as a taxpayer, you as a farmer, you as a rancher, have a right to weigh in with your congressman on what is good for trade. If you pass TPA, you are signing away your constitutional authority to one person, and that is to the president. Regardless of that president is Republican or Democrat, you are giving up your ability to weigh in with your congressman because all they get to do is vote up or down. And last year at the National Farmers Union Convention, just due to lack of transparency, we do not support the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You heard me today ask the entire audience, have any of you seen or do any of you have any idea what's in the agriculture chapter, not a single hand went up. So it's very difficult for organizations like NFU to say if we support it or not, because I can't tell you what's in it. And so if USTR really wants to build support, they're going to have to start releasing some information to us and letting us know what's in there.
Excellent. And then just real quick, we're going to touch on one more legislative aspect with country of origin labeling. That was another slightly contentious issue today, and there were a few questions on that as well, if you'd like to address it.
You know, country of origin labeling is just the tip of the iceberg. If you go back 20 years ago, consumers started asking for antibiotic-free beef, and that is just the very beginning. Consumers want to know where their food is coming from, how it's being processed, what are the ingredients in it, you know, how were animals handled, and whether or not farmers and ranchers want to tell that information, the consumer is who is buying your information. So we need to just stop sitting here and haggling with ourselves of whether or not we're going to tell them and figure out what's the best way to get this information to them. COOL is currently being tried at the WTO. We are in our last appellate round with Canada and Mexico. Every time a decision comes back, it's become more and more narrow in favor of the United States. We do not think that we will make it to retaliation. And as a matter of fact, the National Farmers Union has a study that came out through mandatory price reporting, which is publicly available data, that demonstrates that Canada did not suffer any type or significant economic harm because of country of origin labeling. And when they talk about segregation, we segregate for brand, we segregate for choice, we segregate for grass-fed, we segregate for antibiotic-free. You cannot tell me segregating for country of origin labeling is the lone and sole purpose of what is causing problems within the industry when our study even shows there really isn't a problem. So this issue is not over. Consumers want to know. I think this will continue on, and we will win this in the long run.
If COOL is found to not be in compliance with WTO, what steps are going to be next?
Well, there's several steps. We'll have to read and see exactly what they have said. This is not in compliance. We'll need to look to see if there's regulation changes that can be made. If there can't be, you know, I'm not going to say that legislative changes aren't going to be needed in order to do that. What we want to do is maintain the A label. We want to make sure that an animal that is born, raised, and we have to use the word harvested, the soccer moms don't like slaughtered, so we say born, raised, and harvested in the United States is still on there, because our producers want to tell you this animal was from the United States, and consumers want that information. And the other thing that people forget to say is the WTO has said every time a country has the right to tell its consumer where their food comes from. It was simply the way we implemented it. So when the proponent or the opponents of this saying that this is going to end soon, I disagree, because there's still another whole round of appeals where the U.S. could come back and say we completely disagree. Consumers want to know they're on our side. They are the customers, and the customer is always right.
Chandler, on that note, any last thoughts?
You know, National Farmers Union will be having its annual convention March 14th through the 17th in Wichita, Kansas. It is an open registration. Anyone can come. You can register online at nfu.org or register on site. We would love to have more people come. Listen to our grassroots debate. We're a grassroots organization. It'll be 3 days of excitement. Dr. Temple Grandin is one of our speakers. The secretary will be there. And so we want to invite everybody and appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Excellent. Thank you. Again, that was Chandler Gould with National Farmers Union, and he's their Senior Vice President of Programs.